And welcome back to the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest, who is a critically acclaimed best-selling author. Her new book is Force of Nature, a novel of Rachel Carson. We are going to visit with Anne E. Berg. And good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I love seeing testimonials from previous authors we've had on the show, and we've talked to Brian Selznick before. There's your number one testimonial. So now
Wow.
I know our guests are mutually legit.
Yeah. Very good.
Can you share with us a little bit about what the book is about, and then we'll dive in a little deeper?
Sure. Well, Rachel Carson was the environmentalist that is credited for taking off, igniting a global environmental movement. She was a writer, a marine biologist, and an environmentalist. But I also think she is a wonderful role model, not just for kids, but for all of us. Rachel lived through two world wars, a pandemic, and the Great Depression. And somehow she developed a kind of strength and courage that I think is admirable today in our time. So I thought it was time to shine the light on her again. She was born in Springdale, Pennsylvania, and from there she lived in Maryland for a while. And then when she finally had some financial freedom, she had a summer cottage in Maine.
I remember when my son was in high school that they read and studied about Rachel Carson in the Student Ecology Organization. And I just remember, Dad, you heard of Rachel Carson? She is a badass. And I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right.
She was indeed. Because as courageous as she was, you know, she liked to get her hair done, liked to get her nails done. She was like the whole package.
Yeah, I love that, you know, she was a science writer, but also wrote poetry throughout. It was absolutely true to herself. And what inspired you about that, especially the writing? Did you say kind of want to pay tribute to her by writing this novel in verse?
Actually, I've been writing the last few books I've written have been in verse, because it gives me more of a direct connection to either the character that I'm talking through or the person, Rachel. So it wasn't that, but she herself was always going to be a writer. And this is what she taught me. This is what Rachel taught me, that I always think of, and I had always been taught, not taught, but I mean the signals you get, the clues you get from society, that there were the math people and then there were the lit people, and they didn't cross over.
Right.
And when she received an award from the John Burroughs Society for nature writing, she made it really clear that any poetry in her writing was because there's poetry in nature. And she went on to say that the purpose of science is to discover and illuminate truth. And that, she said, was the purpose of literature, of poetry and fiction. And so they're really not so different as we think that they are, or we've decided that they are. And that kind of was like a light bulb went off in my head. And when I saw science through Rachel's eyes, I saw it. It is beautiful. You know, someone once told me math is beautiful. I'm not there yet, but she saw beauty in everything, in every reflection of life.
Just the subject, I think, the way you wrote it, in particular, the verses, I felt like I was a more active participant in this book. I felt like I was part of a conversation versus looking at something in third person. The way it's very captivating. It like made me, I feel closer to the subject.
Thank you. But I think that is the function of that. It reflects the process, the writing process as well, is that I'm not writing about Rachel. I'm not writing I am experiencing Rachel, the world, or the through Rachel's eyes. And so for the reader, that's a really that's a very high compliment. But for the reader, you are not reading about Rachel Carson. You are experiencing her and what she experienced as she experiences it. So that's really a wonderful thing that you said. Thank you.
Well, and I think that is what is inspiring. I think it's empowering about this. And my daughter is 8, going to be 9, ripped this book away from me as soon as it came in. So I know you've got a winner when she can't wait to read it. But, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And then so she started asking me, and she started talking to her classmates, and she's in Girl Scouts. They're doing a unit on the environment. So you have inspired my daughter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So the word is spreading. And I just love that it just takes a small thing, a book like this, and you might be inspiring the next Rachel Carson.
Oh, I think she's out there, and I want her to know we believe in her.
And then, Anna, just wanted to ask you, are you working as an English teacher for 10 years before you became a full-time writer? Was there a moment you knew when you were finally, I'm going to take the jump and go professional?
Well, actually, it kind of just happened. It was happenstance, because I always knew and was always writing and always wanted to write. But my father had told me that you better be able to support yourself.
Yeah.
So I was teaching for 10 years, and then we adopted a child from Kazakhstan, and I could not come home from Kazakhstan and put him in another institution.
Sure.
So I decided to stay home with him, and then I thought, if I don't get anything published during this time, then I will go back to teaching. But I was lucky, and I did, and I didn't. I do still tutor sometimes. But that was really how I took the plunge. I was kind of, I wanted to be with my children.
Well, this has to be the next book that I'm going to invite our listeners to read. I agree with Brian Selznick. This is a must read. It's lovely. It's empowering. It's Force of Nature, now available where books are sold. We've been chatting with the author, Anne E. Berg. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Have a lovely day.